again for Moments of Melody. This is the program to help you begin your day and also to help you think beyond today. When Hudson Taylor first went to China, it was on a sailing vessel. Once it was very close to the shore of the Cannibal Islands, and they were having some trouble with the ship, and it was drifting towards the shore. The savages were eagerly anticipating a feast. The captain came to Mr. Taylor and asked him to pray for the help of God. "I will," said Mr. Taylor, "provided you set your sail to catch the breeze." The captain declined to make himself a laughing stock by unfurling in a dead calm. Mr. Taylor said, "I will not undertake to pray for the vessel unless you're prepared to fix the sails." And so it was done. While he was engaged in prayer, there was a knock at the door of his room. "Who's there?" The captain's voice responded, "Are you still praying for wind?" "Yes." "Well," said the captain, "you'd better stop praying, for we have more wind than we can manage." You know, prayer and faith go together just like twins.
Boundless the provision that my loving Lord hath made. Wonderful that he should think of me. If sublime bestowing, I'm the object of his aid. Grace enough abounding, full and free. Sunshine for the daytime, rest in service with the King. For my strength, the power of his might. And when daylight falters and the dark hour shadows bring, I find he always giveth songs in the night. Songs in the night my Savior gives me, darkness or light, his presence cheers me. What though the hours be long and dreary? What though the road be hard and weary? Songs in the night I'll not hear sorrow. Songs in the night, and then tomorrow. The world holds but darkness, and Christ is the light. He giveth songs, songs in the night.
The Gospel according to Dr. Luke. And so Jesus rose up and left the synagogue and went into Simon's house. The mother of Simon's wife was in the grip of a violent fever, and they entreated his aid for her. He stood over her and checked the fever so that it left her. And all at once she rose and ministered to them. And when the sun was going down, all those who had friends afflicted with many kinds of disease brought them to her. He laid his hands upon them and healed them. Many, too, had devils cast out of them, which cried aloud, "Thou art the Son of God." But he rebuked them, and would not have them speak, because they knew that he was the Christ. And then when day came, he went out and retired to a desert place. The multitude who had set out in search of him and caught him up would have kept him there and not let him leave them. But he told them, "I must preach the gospel of God's kingdom to other cities, too. It is for this that I was sent." So he went on preaching in the synagogues of Galilee.